So, my friends, Divine Light Ignite, the 10th episode. Today, we are going to be exploring our own third eye. Now, the third eye is the magical chakra. In this world, in this reality, those whose third eyes are open and also functioning healthily. Seem to be something special. They're psychics and clairvoyants, and when they awaken further, when they raise their consciousness even further, the third eye is also the energy center that pertains to projecting your reality, very direct form of reality creation. So, the magical chakra. This world invites us not to trust our third eye. This world teaches us that if you want to know what's going on around you, you read a newspaper or watch some television station. That'll tell you what's real. And when something has been validated by a scientist or a medical doctor or some kind of a professional like that, then that's that is true. That's real. And we're taught that the stuff inside our own inner knowings, we're taught not to trust these. So opening your third eye is a bit of a reversing of that process. And once again, it's quite understandable if there's pain and blockage in your third eye. If you have been silenced, if you've been told that, your intuition, your inner guidance is no good, then you'll have problems with your third eye. So let's do some loving healing for our third eyes now, shall we? And to begin with, we're going to do our same pranic breathing. But the beautiful thing with pranic breathing is when you draw the air up, the first place you're likely to feel it, that freshness, that coolness, that change in energy is right here at your third eye. So please do that with me now. Draw prana directly into your third eye. And you can begin to support the awareness of the opening of your third eye with your imagination. You can imagine literally an eye in the center of your forehead, looking slightly upwards, gazing not into this world, but into the worlds beyond. An eye that doesn't see with eyesight, but sees with insight. And you can imagine that eye opening. And it doesn't open by straining, it opens by relaxing. Relax your third eye open and keep breathing into it. You might find that there is a beautiful purple, a beautiful amethyst purple color to the light, the energy of the third eye. You might find that to be the case. And now I would like you to connect downwards directly from the third eye to the heart. Allow that connection to form and allow loving energy from the divine, unconditional love, to flow up this tubular pathway into your third eye and to shine out of your third eye. With your third eye open, you are affirming basic truths like, I am guided, led, protected. I know everything I need to know when I need to know it. I am truth connected. I find my own divine guidance, my own guru within. I have the capacity to translate and understand what is given to me so that I might guide my own feet optimally on my path in life. These kinds of awarenesses you allow your third eye to open. And you receive light, receive awareness, receive consciousness. You know, because the third eye is an eye, we think of it in terms of being a visual tool. And for many it is. For many there is a visual component when people receive inspirations, when they have, they call them visions. They see things. It's an inner vision. And because we humans are so very visual, I understand the part of the brain, the visual cortex, is by far larger than any of the other parts of the brain, which are about the other senses. We're very visual. We speak in terms of visual. We think in terms of visual. And so it's understandable that people think that the third eye is going to bring them visions and are often disappointed if they don't get visions. Well, in due course, we are going to deal with getting these awarenesses, engaging with the spiritual world, engaging with the energetic, if you are not visual or in a non-visual way, even if you are visual. Right now, all I want you to be aware of is that the third eye isn't only about vision. It's about deepest knowing, deepest insight. And so, for the next 10 or 15 minutes, my invitation to you is to be bringing love from your heart up into your third eye and simply seeing what arises. What comes? What do you feel? What do you sense? What do you know? And so I leave you with that until we speak again tomorrow.